Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Last week, I chatted to Selwyn Klaas about the screening of Yentl that he will be hosting this Wednesday, the 13th of March, to honor Barbara Streisand's 40th anniversary directorial debut. Today, Bronwyn Hershbitz, art publicist and specialist, is joining me for our feel-good slot. And we're going to kick off with Barbara because we agreed that we can't get enough of her. Bronwyn, welcome and thanks for joining me.
Yes, well, thank you. And yes, you cannot get enough of Barbara. You cannot talk enough about her. She's just everything feel good. So I'm so excited about this. So first of all, Barbara Streisand, the brilliant Barbara Streisand, who is 81 years old, who looks incredible, who is still going. She got a SAG Lifetime Achievement Award recently. And what an achievement her life has been. And I do want to go into what she spoke about, but the other incredible thing linked to her getting the SAG award is that the beautiful and brilliant Fran Drescher, aka the nanny, interviewed her in a series called Actor to Actor. It's a beautiful video feature where an actor interviews another actor, and Fran is the president of the SAG-AFTRA Association. She fought for the rights of actors during the actor's strike. So it's these two dynamic Jewish women who have achieved so much in their lives talking to each other, and both so different and yet so alike because they're so dynamic. So if anyone wants to watch this interview, it is online. Just type in Fran Drescher interview Barbara Streisand, you'll see it. It is remarkable. So let's first of all talk about the SAG Lifetime Achievement Award. She comes onto stage. Obviously, everyone is standing in ovation, honoring her. She talks about her love for acting, how she just loved to pretend. And she just felt that pretending was obviously far better than real life. And towards the end of the speech, which really just moved me, and I think this is where she is so classy and so poignant. She honored her fellow actors and directors, and especially spoke about how these men fled Eastern Europe because they were persecuted for being Jewish. And they came to America, and that is how MGM and Warner Brothers started. And other studios started, and they created this incredible industry called Hollywood, this interesting movie industry for which she got to play in, and obviously everyone else in the auditorium got to play in. And she said, I'd like a world where we can stop the persecution of people based on who they are. And it was so subtle and so strong. And she didn't rant about the rights of this one or that one. And she just said, as a blanket statement, we need to stop persecution. We need to stop prejudice. Just like these men were fleeing, I'm hoping one day no one ever has to flee. Do you know what I mean? So yeah. It was so powerful because it was so simple. You know, very often these actors rant, and it really loses its value and meaning. And she was just so classy in her words. Just fun facts about her. She's won 2 Oscars only, which is strange, right? One for her beautiful Funny Girl in 1969. She played Fanny Bryce. And then the other Oscar was opposite Robert Redford in The Way We Were in 1973. She is part of the EGOT Club. So this is an actor who has awards in all 4 categories, for an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. So that's the divine Barbara Streisand, who is part of the club. And just in terms of the interview with Barbara and Fran, I mean, just the stories that came out of the interview, they both obviously gush over each other. And just they really spoke a lot about women in the industry and, you know, how women have been making movies before some of the greatest men or male directors were making movies. They just weren't recognized. And Barbara really broke that ceiling when she decided to direct, because she showed the industry that, yes, a woman can do this and can be successful. And we spoke about Yentl, which was her directorial debut. And ironically, she didn't even get nominated for it as a director. She's celebrated for the movie, and yet she didn't get a nomination, which is quite interesting to look at. But you know what she did say, and I think we can take this in our feel-good moments, is she spoke about how she first did comedy and then went into drama, and then Fran said to her, "Yeah, comedy actors are usually better in dramas than plain drama actors," and she said, "It's because that's what life is about. It's about comedy and drama. It's about the light and the dark. And you've got to just look at the comedy and the drama." And I think that is such an amazing statement. Mm-hmm. Whatever happens, we've got to look at the light. And I think that's the point, because that's what life is about. So wherever you are, just look at the light. Look at the feel-goodness. And that's what we're talking about. But if you want to celebrate just incredible people, these two are just so inspiring. I think they're amazing, and I'm actually inspired to do a whole Barbara marathon of movies over the next few weeks. I've decided, let's go back and watch all her movies.
That sounds fun.
Yes, so she's amazing, and it is feel good, and she talks about serious issues, but there's no doom, there's no gloom, it's really just, this is life, and we learned from it, and we can, you know, you've got to just sit and do your thing, and she did her thing, and she came out this incredible trailblazer, really
incredible.
Yeah.
Bronwyn, there's some light things happening. We're getting more women born into the world.
Yeah. So we're just talking about a woman today, I think. The beautiful Gal Gadot gave birth to her fourth daughter. And I actually saw the news just before I was going to bed, and saw an Instagram she posted about it. She welcomed her baby girl. The little girl's name is Ori, which means light, or my light. And she just said, "We are filled with gratitude." And this is just a house of girls. She is married to this lovely man, Yaron Barsano. And it's just him and all the girls. And we just wish them lots of mazel and love and luck and light, because that's the news that we want to definitely celebrate. And I mean, we talk about female trailblazers. I mean, Gal Gadot is just phenomenal and beautiful and elegant. And she's really also just doing wonderful things in Hollywood as an Israeli actress. So,
and she's quite funny as well.
She really is.
She also has a great funny. She pokes fun at a lot of things.
Yeah, she really is funny. And that's, you know, we're talking about the comedy and the drama. She's actually, she's got a great comedy timing. And she's just got such a lovely energy. You know, apparently for the Barbie movie, they wanted her to play Barbie because they said that she had the essence of Barbie. And then it fell through because of scheduling conflicts. But it's so correct. She really radiates that beauty and that light. So and fun, really. So
definitely star quality.
Definitely star quality. Just wonderful star quality. And then let's quickly other women in this country. We've got Mamma Mia coming out. Everybody knows the music of ABBA. It's the play stage musical opening in Cape Town and then in Joburg. And we have Gina Schmuckler, a fellow Jewess, playing the lead role. She actually played the lead role 10 years ago, and she's back on stage, and it's so exciting to see her. And it'll be so interesting to see her growth in this role 10 years later, produced by Hazel Feldman with Showtime Management, who does amazing things, brilliant things. She's been around forever as well. So a lot of strong females just doing incredible things in entertaining us and uplifting us.
And on that beautiful note, Bronwyn, thank you so much for joining me. That was Bronwyn Hershowitz, our arts publicist and specialist, and also the co, shall I call you, host, producer of the Feel Good slot.
Thank you.
Just before we say goodbye, let me tell you about the following. Pick n Pay Hyper Nord have these wonderful pocket saving deals just for you. Pick n Pay Kosher Milk Tart 20 centimeters is now 34 Rand. Pick n Pay Cinnamon Buns, buy two and get one free. All Gold Tomato Sauce 700 mils is now 34 Rand 99. Discounts only apply when you swipe your smart shopper card. These specials are exclusive to Pick n Pay Hyper Nord. Pick n Pay Hyper Nord, the best place to shop when you want to buy a lot. Thank you to Mukundi and Craig for producing. And until next week, I wish you all Shabbat Shalom.